Hi, this is Robin Duncan, and with lesson 200, there is no peace except the peace of God. This lesson is offering a very clear directive if we would accept. It says in paragraph 4, "Come home. You have not found your happiness in foreign places and in alien forms that have no meaning to you, though you sought to make them meaningful. This world is not where you belong. You are a stranger here. But it is given you to find the means whereby the world no longer seems to be a prison house or jail for anyone. You might think to yourself, well, how do I come home? What does it take to do that? A Course in Miracles teaches us that the world we see is not our home. It is the projection of the idea that we could be separated from God. But we will continue to experience what is called the illusion as long as we have any interest in trying to make something happen or keep something from happening. Today, as you take inventory of what it is you're doing throughout the day, what is it you are trying to make happen, or what is it that you are trying to keep from happening? The moment that you engage in either one of these activities, the Course in Miracles would say you are engaging in illusions. It is not asking you to sit in a closet and to not take action of some kind. It is asking you to remember that what you see with your eyes is a projection of what is not true, and that your true reality waits for you as long as necessary until you invite the awakening back into your mind. You have never in truth left God. You have never in truth been separated from God or from other people. You are still one with them. In truth, you are awake, and you have never left your awakened mind. But you have accepted an idea which is absolutely false. You cannot be separated from anyone, including God. And to the degree that you have accepted this idea, you will know that you have because you look out with your own eyes onto a world that appears to be separated in every way. This means that you have accepted the idea that you have been separated from God. The way that we wake up is through forgiveness. By forgiving others and not allowing the idea that they could injure you in some way or keep something from you, if you will forgive that idea and know that they can only bless you in truth, this means that you are standing up to the illusion of what you see or what you hear or what you think has occurred. If you will hold on to what is true instead of this, this is the process that begins to awaken you back into your true reality. In paragraph 5, it says, "Freedom is given you where you beheld but chains and iron doors, but you must change your mind about the purpose of the world if you would find escape." You see, most people see the world and its purpose as a way to get ahead or to become successful or to build something or to gain something. As long as you hold the world to be this as your purpose, then you will not know the truth of your own reality. We must understand that the purpose of the world is for us as the child of God to remember the truth of who we are. This is the purpose of the world, that all of our unhealed thoughts would be undone and healed. Dear God, thank you that today we can join with you where we would no longer decide against our own true reality, that we would choose to forgive our brothers in all respects, to understand that no matter what we see, what we feel, what we hear, what we had decided is the truth, whatever it is that is disturbing our peace, that we would bring it to you, let it be undone. We claim only what belongs to us in truth. There is no peace except the peace of God.